When was the last time you felt truly seen? Not for your achievements or your ability to make others happy, but for who you really are. For daughters of narcissistic mothers, this question cuts deep. You may have built a life that looks successful from the outside, career, relationships, perhaps children of your own, yet inside, you're haunted by a relentless critical voice telling you that you're never quite good enough. This voice isn't yours. It belongs to a mother who, due to her own psychological limitations, couldn't see you as separate from herself, couldn't celebrate your uniqueness, couldn't put your needs before her own. Stephanie Kreisberg's groundbreaking book has become a lifeline for thousands of women struggling with this hidden trauma. Featured in Psychology Today and recommended by therapists worldwide, it addresses what many call the last taboo, acknowledging that not all mothers nurture their children. With approximately 4.8% of American women meeting the clinical criteria for narcissistic personality disorder and many more exhibiting narcissistic traits, this book speaks to a vast, often silent community of daughters carrying wounds invisible to others. Growing up with a narcissistic mother creates a unique kind of psychological prison. On the outside, you appear functional, perhaps even highly accomplished, but internally, you're battling constant self-criticism, anxiety, and a profound sense of emptiness. You may excel at caring for others while having no idea how to care for yourself. You might be the person everyone relies on, yet feel fundamentally unworthy of love and support. Holly's story illustrates this perfectly. At 45, she's a successful real estate agent with a loving relationship with her daughter. Yet beneath this competent exterior, Holly can't maintain positive feelings about herself. She puts on a friendly facade with other mothers, but feels deeply disconnected. When she makes mistakes, her internal critic launches into familiar attacks. "You're so stupid. You never do anything right." This disconnect between external success and internal suffering is the hallmark of daughters raised by narcissistic mothers. You learn early that your needs and feelings don't matter. Your role is to reflect well on your mother, to make her feel good about herself, to never outshine her or make her feel inadequate. You become hyper-vigilant about others' emotional states while disconnected from your own. The consequences of this upbringing follow you into adulthood. Difficulty setting boundaries, a harsh inner critic, carrying shame and keeping family secrets, physical stress symptoms, repetitive negative thinking, isolation, constant self-doubt, and living for others rather than yourself. These patterns aren't character flaws. They're adaptive responses to growing up in an environment where your emotional needs weren't met. To heal from a narcissistic mother's impact, you must first understand what healthy identity development looks like. People with secure identities know what's important to them, understand their feelings while empathizing with others, maintain close relationships, and handle conflict effectively. Like earthquake-proof buildings designed to bend without breaking, they remain flexible under stress while staying open to others' perspectives. They can disagree without becoming defensive and maintain boundaries while remaining connected to others. These individuals have developed what psychologists call an integrated sense of self. Narcissism, by contrast, stems from what psychologists call pathological insecurity, a fragile self-esteem that the person lacks awareness of. Narcissistic traits include taking advantage of others, reacting to criticism with rage or complete withdrawal, feeling excessively self-important, exaggerating achievements, obsessing over power fantasies, expecting special treatment, needing constant admiration, exhibiting self-obsession, and pursuing selfish goals. These behaviors often mask deep feelings of inadequacy and shame, though the narcissist rarely recognizes these underlying emotions. Instead, they project their insecurities onto others, particularly their children. What makes narcissistic mothers particularly confusing is their emotional immaturity. Though physically adults, they often behave like adolescents or even toddlers having tantrums. Consider Lydia, who wore her teenage daughter's clothes, dated a 19-year-old, and dismissed her daughter's concerns with, "It's my life." Or Sarah's mother, who would lock herself in her bedroom for days after minor disagreements, expecting her daughter to coax her out with apologies and gifts. This emotional stunting creates a profound role reversal where daughters become responsible for their mother's emotional well-being, forcing them to develop hypervigilance and caretaking behaviors at an early age. Narcissistic mothers also struggle with self-direction, creating two common patterns in their daughters, either becoming driven perfectionists who push themselves to breaking points, feeling they can never do enough, or drifting without commitment, unable to find their path. The perfectionist daughter might excel academically and professionally while battling constant anxiety and imposter syndrome. The drifting daughter might change careers frequently, struggle with relationships, and feel perpetually lost. Both patterns reflect the absence of values-based living, the ability to identify what truly matters to you and take action accordingly. These daughters often struggle to distinguish between their authentic desires and the expectations imposed by their mothers, leading to chronic self-doubt and difficulty making decisions. Understanding these dynamics is crucial because it helps daughters recognize that their mother's behavior reflects her limitations, not their worth. This awareness becomes the foundation for developing healthier relationships and a stronger sense of self. Narcissism comes in two distinct flavors, grandiose and vulnerable, though both share the same core ingredient, deep-seated insecurity. Understanding which type your mother exhibits helps clarify your experience and illuminate your healing path. While these patterns may overlap or shift over time, most narcissistic mothers predominantly display one style. The grandiose narcissistic mother is like hot sauce ice cream, packing a punch with her overwhelming personality. She appears extremely confident, expects special treatment, needs to be the center of attention, and maintains an obsession with status and appearances. She cultivates superficial relationships, brags constantly about her achievements and her children's successes, and cannot tolerate even mild criticism or perceived slights. Through her dominating style, she keeps the spotlight firmly on herself to protect her fragile inner self. These mothers often create elaborate fantasies about their specialness, requiring their children to participate in maintaining this carefully crafted image. The vulnerable narcissistic mother presents a quieter, more subtle challenge, like vanilla compared to the hot sauce grandiose version. She appears chronically unsure of herself, often depressed or anxious, yet paradoxically demands constant validation and support from others. She creates profound confusion by struggling to fully care for herself while being hypercritical and controlling of her children's choices and emotions. Her feelings dominate family interactions without her recognizing the impact on others. She may frequently express feeling victimized or misunderstood while simultaneously dismissing her children's emotional needs. Daughters of vulnerable narcissistic mothers often grow up trying to do everything perfectly, sensing something fundamentally isn't right, but unable to identify what's wrong. They become responsible for managing their mother's emotional well-being while completely neglecting their own needs and desires. As Ilana's story illustrates, these daughters frequently take on excessive responsibilities at young ages, believing they must handle everything flawlessly to prevent emotional catastrophe. They develop hypervigilance to others' moods while losing touch with their own feelings. The impact of either type creates similar wounds: difficulty with self-worth, challenges maintaining boundaries, and struggles with authentic self-expression. Daughters may swing between feeling responsible for everyone else's emotions and completely disconnecting from relationships. Recovery requires first identifying these patterns and then gradually building a healthier sense of self separate from the mother's needs and demands. Understanding whether you're dealing with grandiose or vulnerable narcissism helps target healing strategies more effectively. Gaslighting, making someone question their own reality, is particularly damaging for daughters of narcissistic mothers. Like gas itself, gaslighting is invisible until it overpowers you, making you doubt yourself and potentially feel crazy. Whether deliberate or unconscious, it leaves daughters questioning their thoughts, feelings, and worldview. This psychological manipulation often begins subtly in childhood, with effects that can persist well into adulthood, affecting everything from personal relationships to professional confidence. Narcissistic mothers employ 9 distinct gaslighting styles, each uniquely destructive. The minimizer dismisses feelings with phrases like, "You're too sensitive," or "It wasn't that bad." The woe is me-er tops her daughter's problems with her own, saying things like, "You think your day was bad? Let me tell you about mine." The threat thrower uses intimidation through both subtle hints and direct warnings. The subject changer artfully deflects responsibility with, "Let's not discuss that now," or brings up unrelated past grievances. The put-downer criticizes to control through constant correction and judgment. The cross-examiner interrogates every detail until the daughter doubts her own story. The defender leaves no room for debate by claiming absolute rightness. The denier changes facts outright, claiming that never happened, and the accounter keeps meticulous track of favors, creating an endless debt of obligation. These behaviors create profound emotional confusion in daughters who struggle with 3 primary psychological wounds: misplaced guilt, suppressed anger, and deep shame. Guilt, which should naturally serve as a moral compass, becomes pathologically attached to having normal feelings and making independent choices. Daughters often feel guilty for basic needs, like setting boundaries or pursuing their own interests. Anger, which naturally signals when rights have been violated, gets suppressed without healthy outlets for expression, often turning inward as depression or manifesting as physical symptoms. Shame, which never serves a healthy purpose, becomes deeply embedded in identity, creating the persistent feeling of being fundamentally flawed or unlovable. Narcissistic mothers also struggle with empathy in complex and nuanced ways. They may possess cognitive empathy, intellectually understanding others' perspectives without emotional connection, while lacking emotional empathy, the ability to genuinely feel others' emotions. This creates particularly confusing interactions where a mother might say seemingly perfect, comforting words without genuine warmth or understanding, leaving daughters wondering why they still feel empty and unsupported. This empathy disconnect often leads to a pattern where daughters exhaust themselves trying to earn emotional connection that never materializes, creating a cycle of hope and disappointment that can persist for years. The long-term effects of gaslighting often include chronic self-doubt, difficulty making decisions, tendency to apologize excessively, and challenges in forming healthy relationships. Many daughters develop hypervigilance about others' reactions and become expert readers of mood and microexpressions, skills developed for survival that can both help and hinder adult relationships. For daughters of narcissistic mothers, anxious thought patterns often feel inescapable. While some people can easily discard negative thoughts like junk mail, you likely experience a non-stop critical inner conversation. This constant mental chatter prevents you from living in the present moment, creating a double burden of shame, first for your perceived failings, then for your inability to stop obsessing about them. Mental health professionals call this pattern repetitive negative thinking, RNT, which includes worry, negative thoughts about the future, rumination, dwelling on the past, and negative thoughts about the present. These thought patterns contribute to anxiety disorders, depression, and sleep problems, while also negatively affecting your immune system, cardiovascular health, memory, and stress levels. 3 common patterns make daughters of narcissistic mothers vulnerable to repetitive negative thinking. First, you learned to stay in your own head because your mother needed to be the center of attention, leaving no space for your thoughts and feelings. Second, you learned to judge your thoughts and feelings because expressing them often led to anger, depression, or mockery from your mother. Third, you learned to doubt your thoughts and feelings through gaslighting, which made you question your reality and constantly second-guess yourself. Learning to distinguish between signal thoughts that provide useful information for problem solving and noise thoughts that merely create distress with actionable content is crucial. By identifying which thoughts are actionable and which are just static, you can stay focused on what truly matters. Creating psychological distance from your anxiety by externalizing it, giving it a name or character separate from yourself, allows you to change your relationship with these thoughts. Lauren, who struggled with career shame under her scientist's disapproval, named her worry voice Aunt Marge after Harry Potter's nasty relative. This technique doesn't eliminate the thoughts, but changes your relationship to them, allowing you to pursue what matters despite the mental bully. For daughters of narcissistic mothers, shame often manifests as a pervasive feeling that something is wrong with you. Unlike guilt, feeling bad about actions that violate your values, shame is the painful belief that you yourself are fundamentally flawed and unworthy of acceptance. Perfectionism and shame are deeply intertwined for daughters of narcissistic mothers. Growing up in environments where mistakes were met with criticism rather than guidance, these daughters often internalize the belief that if one makes a mistake, one is a mistake. This leaves them with little tolerance for their own human errors, creating a cycle of shame when they inevitably fall short of impossible standards. The relationship between narcissistic mothers and their daughters creates fertile ground for shame to develop. Daughters often experience mothers who seem jealous or competitive, ignore or belittle their emotions, neglect their needs, or demand to be the center of attention. These dynamics teach daughters they are less than, invisible, and that their feelings are burdens. Traumatic experiences get stored in the emotional brain, limbic system, rather than the thinking brain, causing stress hormones to flood the system while logical processing shuts down. This explains why, years later, seemingly minor triggers can cause disproportionate shame responses. The emotional brain confuses similar and same, unable to distinguish between past trauma and present situations. Alongside shame, daughters of narcissistic mothers experience a complex grief, mourning something never had. This ambiguous loss, coined by psychologist Pauline Boss, describes grieving someone physically present but psychologically absent. Unlike traditional grief with established rituals, this hidden grief lacks ceremony or social recognition, making it particularly difficult to process. Daughters of narcissistic mothers struggle with emotional regulation, whether feeling numb, overreacting to minor problems, feeling inappropriate guilt about normal emotions, or absorbing others' feelings like an emotional sponge. This difficulty stems from lacking proper emotion coaching in childhood. Children develop emotional intelligence primarily through relationships with caregivers who recognize feelings, use them as teaching moments, listen empathetically, label emotions, and help solve problems. When these interactions occur consistently, children develop emotional intelligence, knowing their feelings, understanding emotional impacts, thinking before acting, persevering, empathizing, and building healthy relationships. However, daughters of narcissistic mothers lacked this crucial emotional education because their mothers couldn't teach skills they themselves didn't possess. Their empathy resembled Swiss cheese, full of holes, inconsistent and unpredictable, often appearing only when it reflected well on them or served their interests. This emotional dysfunction manifests in three common patterns in narcissistic mothers. The volcano mother erupts unpredictably when her fragile self-esteem feels threatened, leaving her daughter hypervigilant and people-pleasing to avoid explosions. The blinders-on mother acts as if her daughter's feelings don't exist, either by being too self-absorbed to notice them or too needy to acknowledge them. She dismisses emotions through mockery, criticism, or accusations of oversensitivity. The "it's your fault" mother protects her fragile sense of self by blaming her daughter for her own difficult emotions. Unable to separate her feelings from her daughter's needs, she responds to her child's pain with accusations rather than validation. The slow process, slow down, look inside, open up, wait, and choose a response with compassion, provides a framework for developing emotional awareness and responding thoughtfully rather than reactively to emotional triggers. Daughters of narcissistic mothers often struggle with confidence and fail to recognize their own strengths. They internalize self-doubting thoughts like, "I don't matter," "Who am I to?" and "I don't deserve." True confidence isn't something innate, but something built through mastery and persistence, the stuff that turns thoughts into action. Parents who instill confidence encourage independent problem-solving, teach children to seek help when needed, help them self-soothe, show multiple approaches to problems, support with enthusiasm and empathy, allow age-appropriate independence, teach self-control, show children they can influence their own lives, and love them for who they truly are. Narcissistic mothers struggle to build these foundations because they lack emotional self-control and flexibility. Instead, they often expect too much or too little, fail to support their children's interests, assign age-inappropriate responsibilities, praise only successes rather than effort, take credit for their achievements, show jealousy of their successes, or mock their efforts. Character strengths are positive personality aspects that make you feel authentic and engaged, working alongside your values to shape your actions. While values guide your decisions, strengths are the character traits that help you live those values, like using perseverance, strength, to fulfill your value of community service. Children develop awareness of their strengths through feeling loved and seen by parents, which creates the emotional security needed to try new things. They also learn by having opportunities to try, fail, and recover while knowing they're still loved, experiences daughters of narcissistic mothers rarely had. Building confidence through strength identification involves three strategies: using one strength in a new way every day for a week, recording three things that went well each day, noting which strengths you used, and asking people who know you well to write detailed stories about when you were at your best, then analyzing them for strength themes. Boundaries are our internal rules about what we will and won't do, and what treatment we'll accept from others. They're based on our values and needs, spanning multiple domains: time, physical, emotional and mental, religious and spiritual, sexual, and financial. Like painted lines on roads, boundaries keep us safe and guide us through challenging situations. For example, a time boundary might mean declining extra work projects after hours, while an emotional boundary could involve limiting contact with people who consistently criticize or demean you. Daughters of narcissistic mothers often struggle with boundaries because they weren't allowed to develop emotional security in childhood. Their experiences taught them they had no right to privacy, couldn't say no, weren't entitled to their feelings, or were responsible for others' emotions. Many grew up believing their role was to meet their mother's needs, leading to chronic people-pleasing and difficulty identifying their own desires. This confusion makes it difficult to see themselves clearly as adults and understand what they think, feel, and need. Common signs include feeling guilty when saying no, constantly seeking approval, or allowing others to take advantage of their time and energy. Setting boundaries requires integrating all the skills of emotional awareness, values identification, grounding, managing perfectionism and worried thoughts, and practicing self-compassion. The principles of exposure therapy apply perfectly to boundary setting. Practicing feeling uncomfortable without immediately trying to escape that discomfort builds the emotional resilience needed for assertive communication. Start with smaller boundaries in safe relationships before tackling more challenging situations. For instance, begin by expressing preferences about simple things like restaurant choices before addressing deeper issues with family members. True assertiveness means expressing thoughts, feelings, and wants respectfully, not aggressively or hostily. The key guidelines include deciding your specific goal in advance, using I language to express feelings, I feel overwhelmed when, rather than you always, listening with empathy, and avoiding apologies for your needs or making personal attacks. Assertiveness can be distilled to the three C's: calm, managing emotions through deep breathing and grounding; clear, using straightforward language without hedging or minimizing; and congenial, maintaining appropriate tone and body language while staying firm. Effective boundary setting phrases include, "I'm not available for that," "This doesn't work for me," and "I need time to think about it." Remember that healthy boundaries aren't about controlling others, but about taking responsibility for your own well-being. When others resist your boundaries, it often reflects their own struggles rather than any failing on your part. Maintaining boundaries requires consistent practice and the willingness to tolerate temporary discomfort for long-term emotional health. In families with narcissistic mothers, several destructive patterns emerge that damage relationships with siblings and others. The upside-down family represents the fundamental dysfunction where children exist to meet the parents' needs rather than parents meeting children's needs. Emotional hot potato occurs when mothers project their uncomfortable feelings onto their children. Splitting happens when mothers view children in black and white categories without nuance. And secrecy becomes a family rule where appearances matter more than authentic feelings. Despite the trauma of growing up with a narcissistic mother, you can experience post-traumatic growth, PTG. This doesn't mean your pain disappears, but that you can change and grow even as you struggle. Like a shattered vase that can't be restored to its original form, but can become something new and beautiful, you can transform your experiences into strengths. This transformation involves appreciating your life differently, connecting meaningfully with others, seeing new possibilities, discovering your inner strengths, and finding deeper meaning, all as a result of working through your difficult childhood experiences. Though healing from a narcissistic mother's impact isn't a quick fix, you now have valuable self-awareness, wisdom, and practices to use throughout your life. You've learned that your feelings of self-blame, shame, isolation, and self-doubt aren't your fault. And while you can't control the thoughts that arise, you can move forward with self-compassion and boundaries. Like practicing a challenging yoga pose, healing requires ongoing practice. Remember, you're not alone. Women worldwide share your experiences. The journey to reclaiming your authentic self has just begun, and you are absolutely worth the effort it takes to break free from the invisible chains of your past.